In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You may be seated. You take out an empty box. It's time to pack a bunch of random items away for storage. You start piling the stuff in the box, one item, then the next, and so on. However, after 10 minutes, you notice the box is almost full, and yet there is still a lot more stuff that has to go in. But you are not going to give up. You shove more stuff in. You rearrange it. You're determined that you are not going to get a second box. That would be a failure. But as hard as you try, you just cannot keep the lid closed. It just is not going to fit in the box. Has that ever happened to you? Have you experienced that? Do you realize that people try to do the same thing with God Himself? People want to fit God in their nice little tidy boxes. We'll meet Nicodemus today from the Gospel. Here's such a man. This is a man who tries to nicely fit the Lord Jesus into a box that he's made, but Nicodemus is still confused. He's heard about Jesus turning water into wine, but the deaf hearing, the mute speaking, demons being cast out, but he's not quite sure what to make of Jesus. He's not even sure what to ask. All he can do in the gospel, all he does is he flatters Jesus. But then Jesus doesn't have any part of that, and he just stops Nicodemus, and he says to Nicodemus, I have something important to say to you. Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus, who wanted things cleared up, who thought he could put God in a nice little box, is actually much more confused. Born again. Like born a second time. Like I can't enter my mother's womb again and be born a second time, can I? And that has to happen to enter the kingdom of God? I mean, what are you saying, Jesus? Well, the Lord does answer. He says, this is what I mean. Most assuredly, Nicodemus, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Being born of water and the Spirit, that's being born again. Being born of water and the Spirit, being born again, that is about baptism, being baptized. God gives the gift of his kingdom through holy baptism. But Jesus is teaching Nicodemus something, not just about the necessity of holy baptism. He's teaching something about God. Jesus is teaching Nicodemus that Nicodemus cannot put God in a nice little tidy box. Jesus doesn't let himself be placed in a nice little box, nor would he let the Father in heaven be placed in a nice little box, nor the Holy Spirit in a nice little box either. And Jesus too doesn't let us do that to the Lord God. Haven't we tried? Lord, when I pray, you must answer it in the way that I want and in the time that I want, because I know what is best for me. trying to place God in a nice little box. Lord, I don't really have to ask for forgiveness from the person that I've hurt. They've hurt me plenty of times before. It's just as well if I make excuses for my behavior. It's better this way. I know better. Trying to place God in a nice little box. Lord, I don't know about opening up the Word every day and praying every day. I have so many other things to do, important things, things that have to get done. Maybe at the end of the day, if there's time, maybe in a few days, maybe when I go to church on Sunday, trying to place God in a nice little box. For Lord, I will decide about my morals, my beliefs, by what others think, but what I think based on what makes sense to me, instead of what you say in the Word. Trying to place God in a nice little box. Where have you tried to put the Lord God in a tidy little box? You see, if there's anything about Trinity Sunday, this Sunday, that's apparent, it is that God cannot fit into a nice little box. And who are we to do that anyway? God is way above us. He is beyond our comprehension. He is three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and yet one God. The triune God is way beyond our comprehension. And Nicodemus, understandably so, because we do the same thing, thought he could put God in a nice little box. But he was wrong. So are we. The truth is, you and I are Nicodemus. Repent. But brothers and sisters in Christ, look to the triune God, because do you know it's even more incomprehensible than the Trinitarian nature of God? What's more incomprehensible than God being three persons and yet just one God? What's more incomprehensible is his love for you and me. His incomprehensible love for Nicodemus. His love cannot fit into a nice little box either. I mean, think about it. God knows when he created man, man would fall away from him. And if he was going to get us back, he knows what it would cost him. Why would he bother with us? The only answer is love. And that is incomprehensible. That's an incomprehensible love. It can't fit into a nice little box. Or think of it this way, that the Father who loves you so much, he sends his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, who loves you so much, who died for your sins and he rose again to give you eternal life, who with the Father then sends the Holy Spirit who loves you so much that he's always pointing you to Jesus and strengthening your faith and giving you comfort in Jesus. Why all this? The only answer is love. And it's the incomprehensible love. And it's the love that cannot fit into a nice little box. No wonder Jesus said today, his famous words, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." I mean, that's the message that shouts loudest from the cross. It's, I love you. I forgive you for trying to put me in these nice little cute boxes. But Jesus says, bring me your brokenness, your faults. I forgive you. I love you. And I'm healing you. And if you keep persisting, But why? Why should you love me, Lord? Look at me. He simply says, I just do. When you are baptized, born again, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, he says, you I love. And when you're absolved and you're forgiven in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, he says, here's more of my love for you. And when you partake of the Lord's table, his true body and blood, he says, never forget, more love for you. It's there for you. Make no mistake about it. The triune God is beyond our comprehension. But what is even more incomprehensible is his love for you. That can't be put into a box. Now take a minute and look at what that love did for Nicodemus. Nicodemus on this day may have been most confused. He did not get it. Well, fast forward to when Jesus had just died on the cross. Who were the two men who were taking down the body of Jesus off the cross? A man named Joseph of Arimathea, but then another man. His name, Nicodemus. Somewhere along the way, the incomprehensible love of the triune God had its way with Nicodemus. Somewhere along the way, the love drove him to simply hear, simply believe the words of Jesus, even if he didn't understand everything. Somewhere along the way, that love drove Nicodemus to believe in Jesus so that he would not perish but have everlasting life. And you see, that's the exact same love that drives you to listen to his word, to believe the word of God, even if you don't understand everything. That same love drives you not to question his word or to doubt it or ignore the parts you don't like. That love drives you to simply hear his word. Simply believe it. It's true. You don't want to live against this word, but rather from it and in it. This is what love drives you to do. Perhaps you've heard people say in our world today, I could never believe in a God who asked me to believe something I could not understand. Those are scary words, because God is not there to be squeezed into our little boxes. He's not there for us to be where we make him into our own image. God is above us. Our God is so far greater than us than we could ever hope to comprehend. In fact, many would say that was one long Athanasian creed we just confessed. But the truth is, we haven't even said enough about him. There's so much more. The comfort that you have is that although the triune God is beyond your comprehension, what's more incomprehensible is his love for you, and a love that drives you to simply hear, believe his word, and to live from it. That's too much to place in a nice little box, but it's all for you. In the name of Jesus, amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.